Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from beautiful, warm Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 18th, 2011. Check this out, people. It's episode 100. And we're sponsored, our 100th episode is sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Everybody out there is too.
Oh my gosh, I get to sleep past 4:30 tomorrow morning. It's amazing.
And you'll be awake. You know that's what happens, don't you? You'll be awake at 4:30 going, damn it.
I know. It's constant. I never sleep in anyway, so I don't know who I'm kidding right now, but at least I have the option. I can take like a
true.
Benadryl.
It is nice
for
when you
hours.
Know you have the option. You know, when that option's there, it's much, much nicer. Hey, we're going to announce the winner of the Guess the Farm Price game that we played yesterday. We had 20 people put their guesses in, and we did have a winner. We're going to announce that in a little while here. I first wanted to get some housekeeping out of the way, and then it's Freestyle Friday. We have no idea what we're talking about. Actually, we do have some idea, but for the most part, Jamie and I just try and get through Fridays and – that's pretty much what we do.
Did I win? Did you notice I guessed the farm price? Because I did not know what the price was, and so I put in a guess as well.
I didn't notice that. What did you guess?
I saw that in there. I thought, now wait a minute. I don't think you're allowed to win that.
I want a hat signed by me.
Oh, and you weren't right either. So there.
Was I wrong? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, you were wrong.
I think I said it was 4.8 or something like that.
Yeah, so 4.8 wasn't it. I'll give you that clue. That wasn't the answer. Hey, we're going to get to Jennifer in a moment, but first I want to tell everybody that the Eventing Radio Show has something special coming up on Monday night, the 21st, this Monday, at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's the first live call-in show for the Eventing Radio Show, and Boyd Martin's going to be the guest. You can call in and talk to the hottest man in breeches. Monday night.
I was going to say... that, I mean, most people, I know some people may want to talk to him about his eventing career, but most people will be calling to talk to him about his Best in Breeches Awards that he won here on the Horse Radio Network. Fortunately, thank God he's a good sport. Holy cow. That was awful. I told him he won an award, and I didn't tell him what it was. So I'm like, hey, you won an award. Will you be on the radio show? He's like, sure. So I call him, and then I have to tell him he won Best in Breeches. It was possibly one of my more embarrassing moments. But you know what? He was such a good sport for the whole thing. If you guys haven't heard that episode or heard that interview with him and you want to brush up on it before the Eventing Radio Show, go to horsesinthemorning.com. And I believe it was right after
Christmas.
It was the
last day of the year. It was the last day of the year. It was the 31st, I think,
of the year.
December. Yeah.
And it's the 2010 Hottest Horseman Awards, and again, our friend Boyd Martin, well, he's Chris's friend. He's not my friend. He doesn't know me. He just thinks I'm that crazy girl who gave him a Best in Breeches award. But anyway, he's a friend of Chris's, and he's going to be hosting a call-in radio show live, so that's really cool.
And now all you have to do is go to eventingradio.com to find the links for that. And then Chris will also be at Southern Pines next week, the big event down there. And Southern Pines is a beautiful place. We had a friend that used to live there, and we went down to visit a couple times. Plus, I think Jennifer worked at that show a couple times. So that's at Southern Pines. What's that?
I used to live in Southern Pines.
Oh, that's right. You used to live there, too, so you've probably been to that show, too. She'll be doing a live show from there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, 5 p.m. each night Eastern Time on the Eventing Radio Show at eventingradio.com. That's next weekend. So she'll be doing that next weekend. And Cheryl, I don't know if you noticed, she posted on her Facebook page that I've been seeing those ESMA awards, and I have a suggestion. I think you need to create a snazzy piece of paper for the Hottest Horseman winners. I know no one at Andrew's Barn knows about it. Something hanging on the office wall would rock. Well, Cheryl, you have to understand, we put that together in about 2 minutes last year, and this year we're going to try and be a little more snazzy about it and actually put some actually thought and maybe a little effort even into it. So,
okay,
Cheryl,
hold on. I got to call her out because, yes, her son did win the Most Eligible Bachelor, and I guess apparently Andrew didn't get a lot of dates out of that because she's the one that nominated him. She's the one that, like, wrote in all about how great he was, sent pictures and all that. Like, she's trying to match him up. And what she needs to do is she needs to put a little art. Go to Kinko's, type something out, have him laminate the copy, and hang it on his door. I mean, if you want to do that.
I thought you were going to put little ads on all the telephone poles around town. I didn't. That's where I thought you were going with that. But,
oh, you could do that, too. You could do that.
Jennifer, save us, please.
Okay. On today's show, we're starting out with a little woodworking with horses. That would be Cedar River logging, by the way. Yeah, we're going to talk about a little bit of logging the old-fashioned way. And after that, we will be having a nice chat from Lisa from the Chronicle of Horse with her weekly report. And it looks like this week it's all about a particular FEI rule that has been recently making some headlines and making some misery for some top-level competitors. So that's going to be a fun chat. And stay tuned because it's Freestyle Friday, and obviously Glenn and Jamie are in a mood.
Yeah.
Apparently we're in a mood. Hey, I think it's time.
Okay, the Daily Whinny has to go out to pretty much every single one of our listeners and Facebook fans because today is the 100th episode, Glenn. Episode 100!
Woo-hoo!
I'm going to tell you that in radio life, this is like the longest job I've had as far as episodes go. Just kidding. But the other thing, he's laughing because he saw my resume, okay?
Yeah, and it was about 12 pages long.
The Daily Whinny is not about me. It goes out to the 2,000 Facebook fans that we got before I started.
2,000! Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah. That's enough. That's enough. Turn that up. Yeah, so we got over 2,000 Facebook fans. Glenn sent a message, said, hey, people, help us get over 2,000 before we get to our 100th episode last night. I didn't even see it till this morning. That's how much I'm paying attention. So we got 2,000. I think it's at 2,021 right now. So you did good.
2,022. Lucky two. Yay. That's terrific. Thank you, everybody.
And now I want you to go on to check out the video of my student and her new pony. Did you see this? Oh, my gosh, this is the cutest thing you've ever seen, ever.
Oh, no, I didn't see it. I have to watch it then.
Okay, I just posted this video of, you remember the whole horse shopping?
Yeah, and you got this pony on trial last week.
Yes, well, we bought the pony, and we've been teaching him to jump because he's been a Western pony for quite some time. So this is his first day going through the grid, and we had worked up to this. And by the way, it's really challenging to find pony strides as opposed to horse strides because everything I've ever done has been horse strides. So I have to set everything to little pony strides. And so this is Rachel going through the grid. I posted it on YouTube. I'm incredibly proud, and we love this pony more than anything. He is an absolute angel baby face smoochy pants. He's awesome.
Wait a minute. Smoochy pants?
It doesn't matter. Whatever she calls him, it is a perfect name. I'm like, kiss your baby face. She's like, I love you, smoochy bitch, angel baby, kissy face. Like, it's just, we love this pony. We, like, pour syrup over this pony. We sweet him up so much. So this is him. You'll see why we love him. This is his first time going through the grid with 3 jumps in a row, and he was awesome. So there you go, Rachel and Jacob.
Well, good job, Rachel and Jacob, and I think now it's time. We've kept people waiting. We're going to keep them waiting a little longer because I wanted to give a shout-out also a Bailey Winnie, too. To Raphael and, of course, Ivory Powell. He posted on our Facebook page yesterday that he's giving away one of the beautiful limited prints of Ivory Powell that he had done. And what he says is Ivory Powell is blessed to have the best fans in the world. So we have a random drawing on April 17th to give away number 3 of 300 limited edition prints of Ocean Stallion. That is the beautiful print there of Ivory Powell, valued at over $100. To be eligible for the drawing, you simply have to be an Ivory Powell fan. So you go to his Facebook page, just search for Ivory Powell. So that's that. And then,
Tell him.
Tell him what?
You going to tell him who's the winner?
Oh, yeah. I guess I'll tell him now. All right. So the winner of the signed by Jennifer, Jamie, and Glenn hat for our Horse Radio Network hat. And the winner is... dragging it out as long as I can. Freestyle Friday, and we have a half an hour to kill before our first guest. So,
you know, I think, Glenn, you need to tell them exactly what we're talking about. Okay, yesterday on the show, let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
Yesterday on the show, we had a real estate agent on who has the most, he's listed the most amazing horse property ever. I mean, it gives me like little girl butterflies in my tummy. This place is so beautiful. You would just go, I mean, crazy for this place. So we had people guess the price. And we got prices from like $750,000 all the way up to like $15 billion, I think, which I would pay $15 billion for this place if I had $15 billion. It's that awesome. But $750,000 is a wee bit low. So what was the actual retail price, Bob?
Well, the actual retail price of this property is a measly $6 million. And that apparently had just come down. It's been on the market for quite a while, and it was a lot higher than that, and they lowered it. By the way, that was thanks to Biederman, a brokerage. And so let's see here. Guess the farm price. We had 3 people that actually guessed, and that was Melinda McLean will win a hat, and we'll contact you through Facebook, Melinda. And she said, gosh, it's got to be at least $6 million. You're right, it was $6 million. Ann Svensson, our Swedish listener and big fan over there in Sweden, said $6 million, I want it. And I don't know if she was talking about euros or dollars, but we'll go with dollars. And Anne, unfortunately, it cost us about $6 million to send you the hat. So the next time you come to the United States, we will be happy to give you a signed hat. Matter of fact, Anne, next time you come to the United States, you have to come to Lexington and sit in on a show with us. And then
absolutely.
April Strong said 6 $6 million sounds right. Can't believe it would be less. Well, you're right, April. So we're going to send both Melinda and April a hat. And Ann, we are sending you our love. That's what we're sending you all the way to Sweden. And I know
we're
that means
you
a lot.
Big nothing. You get a big nothing. Horrible. That's so mean of you. We can email you a picture of the hat that we're not going to send you because it's too expensive.
That's right. We
or
can
like,
do that.
Do like the radio stations do. They're like, all right, you can come pick it up. Well, what if you live like an hour and a half from the radio station and you won stupid movie passes like I did in Lexington? I won movie passes, and then I finally drive like all the way up to Paris to pick them up, and they're like, oh, well, we only had 30 days to do it. We gave them away. I was like, I finally won something off a stupid radio station, and then I drive all the freaking way up here, and you give it away because I didn't have 30 days?
Well, we're not going to make Melinda and April drive all the way to Lexington to pick up the hats. Although,
no,
you know, if you really want to make a trip, if you want a road trip and you're really bored, that could be a possibility. Hey, I wanted to tell you, I'm very excited about something. Monday, we have Chester Weber coming on the show with us. And anybody that doesn't follow driving, Chester Weber's like the god of driving. And he's coming on with us because next weekend is the big driving event at his farm, at his little 4,000-acre place in Ocala. So he's coming on with us next Monday. So we're going to talk to him about the event coming up next weekend at his nice little estate. So that'll be happening.
Did you say 4,000 acres in Ocala?
Yeah, it's huge.
I am so in the wrong sport. It's not even funny anymore.
Now, they are thoroughbred trainers, actually. They're thoroughbred trainers. His family was into thoroughbreds. He's the one that really brought him into combined driving. And his wife is actually a show jumper.
Okay.
But they have a few acres and a few thousand palm trees to and some beautiful – it's just a beautiful place. I'm not kidding. My brother lives down there and drove around it one day. He said it took him like 20 minutes to drive on the roads around the property.
Oh, how awesome.
So
how
we're going to
awesome
talk to him actually about his farm. I told him we really wanted to talk about the farm and the big event. This is a really big driving, combined driving event coming up next weekend. All the big names try to go, and it's a qualifier for things in the driving world. And it draws, they're expecting this year, I think they said about 17,000 spectators. People go out because
wow.
The farm is just so beautiful, and it's fun to watch. Hey, we have a caller on here. Let's take the caller. I think her name is Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay, and welcome to Horses in the Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
How are you doing? We're doing
I'm
great.
Doing well.
What's up?
Not much. I'm just calling regarding your Wednesday show. There were a couple factual inaccuracies I wanted to address.
Oh,
okay.
My God, I know who this is. Oh, Lord.
Who is it?
This is Lindsay Rakers calling from Atlanta.
Oh, my, this is the other girl in the picture of me playing harmonica.
You're the
other
girl
that's
Lindsay, I am so glad you called.
Okay,
oh, now
my pleasure.
So tell
oh,
us,
Lord.
What were the inaccuracies? Tell us about that. Oh.
Well, okay, so Jamie mentioned
by the way,
that
me,
he hasn't
Lindsay,
played her
you do
okay.
That, let me,
sure.
Before you do that, let me just explain, because I'm relishing this. We're going to talk to you
oh
for an
God.
Hour. So, and we'll put Jamie on mute so she can't chime in. So now Wednesday we discovered a picture that you had posted. Thank you for doing that, by the way. We discovered a picture that was posted on Facebook of you and Janie apparently had a little musical group, and Janie was up there on stage with the guitar, and she had the really dorky harmonica around her neck. And it was just such a shock because we didn't know that she even had ever done that.
Wow. Yes, Jamie's really musically talented. I'm surprised she hasn't been broadcasting this on the airwaves from Phoenix.
You don't have any recordings of those days.
Oh, no. I would have posted them on her Facebook if I did. I was pretty distressed that that horrible picture of me is now on your radio station page as well. That's definitely not my best light. I put the picture up that Jamie looks foxy in and that I look terrible in. And I would like to, I don't think the harmonica thing is dorky myself.
Okay. Well, you know, did you know, you heard the show the other day, she's actually going to play the harmonica to open the show on Monday. You heard that, right?
I did hear that. And that was, so the harmonica thing, I think we played together in 2004, so it really hasn't been 10 years. It's only been 7. I used to get right back on that horse, so to speak.
So, Lindsay, tell us. Lindsay, go ahead, Jamie. I'll let you talk.
I was going to have her tell you, was I factually accurate about being at the T-Mobile Christmas party when those people were so pissed to see two chicks up there playing guitar, singing Christmas songs, when Hootie and the Blowfish is playing in the next building?
Now, that was the thing I wanted to contest. I think those people were thrilled with our performance.
They were
come
like
on, two hot 20-something chicks up there playing music. They loved us.
Yeah, but you have to realize too, this is one of those company parties where, like, I'm sure T-Mobile, you know, we'd love to have you as a sponsor. I'm sure you're doing a lot better now, but the Atlanta version of the Christmas party did not even let them bring their spouses. So it's like angry, alone.
Already awkward.
Yeah, it's really awkward. And we got paid like $150 to play for like 8 hours. I mean, it was like ridiculous.
Okay, yeah, I can't disagree with that.
So I
think we were a treat for them musically.
So do I remember her saying that you were actually starting to play again and that you're out there doing your thing again?
She's awesome. She's
Are
a
you
rock star.
To me?
Yes.
Yeah, Lindsay, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a band in Atlanta, and I have my own band, Lindsay Raker's band, and I also am now playing with a band called Whiskey Belt. And that's why I got in touch with Jamie to begin with, because I thought she would know where I could get some hot cowgirl outfits.
Which I did.
Okay.
I told her.
Yes,
right,
you gave me good advice.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm so glad you called in. This is so much fun. So now I have the serious questions. Was she any good?
I will tell you with all honesty, she writes some great songs. I mean that. I'm sad to hear that you're not playing, Jamie. You're really good.
Well,
and
I'm sad to hear that too.
Play on the show.
So here's what we need to do, Glenn. Now that you know that Lindsay and I have this musical history together, we have to have Lindsay on for a musical episode.
Well, Lindsay,
don't you think so?
Are you independent, Lindsay? You guys independent?
Yes.
Well, you have to send us some of your music so we can play it on the show here.
Oh, I'd be honored. Do you play music on the show?
Yeah,
uh-huh,
we play
every
a song
day.
Every day. Yeah. So, and we love independent artists, and we'll definitely have to get you on as one of our – we do a special episode every month where we just have an independent artist on, and we make it a musical episode all about them. So we're definitely going to have you on for that at some point.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'll definitely send you some music.
That's terrific.
I cannot believe you called. Hold on. I have not spoke on the phone to Lindsay Rakers in literally – 7 years. I mean, probably like, see, what happened was she got all married and everything. And so, you know, you have to spend those first year with your hubby holed up like you've never, you know, left the house. So Lindsay is also very busy. She actually has an amazing job working for, is it the Carter Center still?
Right. Yeah.
So she like has this like charitable job where she like travels the world and is in a band and married and all this. So Lindsay and I kind of lost touch when I started getting some more radio jobs and couldn't stay up past 8:30 to go play out the gigs anymore.
I think there were some men involved with you as well.
Listen, I am happily married now. You keep your mouth shut.
That's him.
So, anyway, I have not talked to Lindsay since about 2004, so this is an awesome, awesome treat. I am so glad you called and posted that picture.
My pleasure.
It got me in all this trouble and everything, and we will definitely have to be in touch more often.
Sounds good. It's great to hear your voice, Jamie.
Oh, great to hear yours, too. Thank you so much for calling and listening, and send Glenn that music, and you can look on horsesinthemorning.com and find his email information. Send him that, because we want to rock out to some Lindsay Rakers band, and I'll answer you like a real DJ. It'd be awesome.
Woo-hoo! I will do. Take care, you guys.
Hey, Lindsay, one other thing.
Oh, yes.
Make sure you listen first thing on Monday morning to the show, because Jamie will be playing the harmonica.
I can't wait.
Bye.
You can't call the harmonica dorky to a musician who plays the pan flute. She plays the flute, okay? Like a little wooden flute while she plays guitar. I mean, it's awesome. So she was offended. You offended her. I cannot believe
that's so cool that she called. That made my day. Made
my
day.
God.
I know it made yours, but it made mine more.
I have not talked to her literally since 2004. I cannot believe that she just called the radio show. That's so cool. Oh, that's
she must
awesome.
Have seen it on Facebook, is what all I can think, is she saw it on Facebook and then picked it up from there.
When we talked, I said, are you still doing it? When she was asking about the country music, where can she find it? She asked for a cute barrel racing type outfit. So I sent her to Horsetown in Atlanta. It's where you go buy clothes in Atlanta, Horsetown. And so I sent her there, and I said, if it's country, you know, send me some because we'll play it on the show. And then that's all I said. But there you go. She figured us out.
Terrific. Well, we have a new segment we're going to start here on Fridays, and it's called the Customer Service Corner with KPP. And we have actually KPP Katie on here, and that's KPP we're talking about is Kentucky Performance Products. You know, one of the things Kentucky Performance Products is known for is their customer service. You can call and ask all kinds of cool questions, and they'll actually answer them. And, I mean, you can call and ask Jamie and I questions too, but you're probably not going to get an answer. We have Katie on with us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Jamie and Glenn. How are you today?
Morning.
We're great. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you questions that I know that I've heard before and that I'm curious about, and, you know, get your answers to them and see. We're hoping that we can make this a regular gig on Fridays. So you ready? You ready to start?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay. And my question is, why should you feed a horse a hoof supplement? Because many people do, you know?
Right. And when customers call me, because I get that question all the time, the first thing I tell them is because you can spend more time riding. And when you think about it, when your horse has a better hoof quality, he's more likely to stay sound, his shoes stay on longer, and there's less incidence of hoof cracks. So you're not sitting around waiting for the farrier to show up. And because Careform is also a coat conditioner, you'll spend less time grooming. And I know that may sound crazy, right? Like, how can I spend more time riding? But here's how it works. You know, Careform enhances the moisture barrier in the hoof, which is important because this moisture barrier protects against excess moisture from entering the hoof and weakening it. And Careform is formulated to provide the essential fatty acids that support a healthy moisture barrier in the hoof. It also promotes growth. You know, typically a hoof that grows rapidly has better quality. So Careform is going to provide the hoof with the nutrients that it needs to grow. And it also promotes strong, resilient hoof structure. And when you have any weakness in any part of the hoof, it really affects that hoof as a whole. So it's important that you have a strong hoof. And what Careform will do in that regard is it will give the hoof the building blocks that are necessary to build that strong foundation.
Okay, so that's Careform, with a K, right?
Yes, Kerasform.
So how long until you see results when you start using a hoof supplement like this? How long until you actually start seeing results in your horse's hooves?
Well, the key thing to remember with hoof supplements is the grunt rate of the hoof. And it usually takes about 8 to 12 months for a hoof to grow out fully. So you want to supplement consistently to see the full benefits of what you're supplementing. But the great thing about Careform is that it's actually two products in one. Not only does it condition the hoof, but it conditions the coat. So the first thing you'll notice within a couple of weeks of starting a hoof supplement Careform is that there's going to be a difference in the skin, the coat, and the mane and tail. And Careform nourishes the skin so it's soft and supple and puts a really nice bloom in the coat, mane, and tail. So you'll have that nice, slick, glossy coat. And when you have a healthy skin, mane, and tail, it's much easier to groom all that grit and grime out, so you spend less time, you know, scrubbing away with the curry comb and all that. One of the added benefits of Careform, too, is that it has yeast cultures. And this helps in that the nutrients are more easily absorbed in the horse. So those are the reasons.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's terrific, and you can find Careform at kppusa.com, and you'll find Careform and all their other products over there. Thank you so much, KPP Katie. I'm just giving you a new nickname.
That's cool.
So I like it.
Well, I wanted to also tell you about our Facebook giveaway real quick. In celebration of the Horses in the Morning 100th episode and your 2,000 fans, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Well, we're going to be doing a giveaway for a free bucket of Careform. And any time of the day today, if your listeners will come on the Kentucky Performance Facebook page and post that they love Horses in the Morning, we'll enter them into a drawing. And, you can post now, or if you're listening to the show later, as long as it's any time today, you'll be entered into that drawing to win a free bucket of Careform and reap the benefits of using the hoof supplement and coat conditioner.
Hey, Jennifer, hop on over there and sign up quick because
we can
use that for Beaker Act. Yeah,
I'll use an alias. No problem.
Is there any way we can block everybody else from signing up on their page?
There's an app for that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we can find something. And write one quick. Well, that's Kentucky Performance Products. Just search for them on Facebook. That's very nice of you guys to do. That's a free bucket of Careform. Just go over there and say you love Horses in the Morning. And we'll be promoting that throughout the day, I think, too. So we'll look forward. Thank you so much, Katie, for joining us, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Same here. Thank you guys so much. Have a fun Freestyle Friday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Katie.
Bye. Thanks, Jamie.
Well, that's cool that they're giving away stuff. I like that.
Free stuff is always good, especially if it's for your horse. That's like super bonus.
I'm going over there right now to post. Oh, there's already Kim beat me to it. I wanted to be the first one to post. Kim, you beat
Good
me
luck.
To it. I'm posting because you know what I don't. She didn't say there weren't any rules, right? I can still win. Beaker needs it. There.
I'm just gonna let you keep going here.
I'm just doing my thing here. I'm just posting away. Hey, I wanted to say that, what was I going to say? Totally lost my train of thought. It's gone.
That's because you've been trying to win free stuff. I want to talk to her next time about joint armor. I've been looking at that as opposed to, looking at the other supplements that are out there and the amount of, I've been reading on my numbers. I've been studying a little bit. My warm blood needs some joint protection. He's almost 12, so he's starting to get to that point where arthritis is going to become, an issue. So I've been looking at that, and man, there's so much more of the good stuff, the glucosamine, and that's in another type that I won't mention. So a very popular type. So I'm kind of curious to see what happens when I put them on joint armor. So I think I'm going to get that. Anyway.
All right. Well, we'll tell her we want to talk about joints next week.
I want to talk about joint armor. I want to know more. I have questions.
Okay. And when you have questions, we want to make sure that... I want to get back to the harmonica thing. Did you find it yet?
Listen, I have been
Hello?
Very busy this week. I have been
Hello?
Very busy this...
I can hear you. It's just fine. I'm just busting your chops.
I have been... what happened was I have to go and get a new one because the other ones are so old. They haven't been played in a long time.
They've fallen apart.
And they might be a little warped. The sound quality will be poor. So I am going to have to invest, and I'm going to build a company for my new $25 harmonica. So just put that into my next check, if you don't mind. $25.
$25. Let me do this. Jennifer, could you please add $25 to her next check? Because I will gladly pay $25 to hear you play the harmonica on Monday. That is not a problem.
Oh, Lord, never mind.
So
I thought that would scare you away. I should have said 50.
Oh, I'd pay $50, too. That's fine with me. You're not getting out of it that easy. That $25 to hear you play the harmonica on Monday, you better practice a little over the weekend. Get those lips warmed up. We're waiting to hear it. Hey, we have our first guest on the line today, and it's talking about something that I just love to hear about. You know, one of the things, horses started in America as working horses. And we sometimes forget that because most of us don't use our horses as working horses anymore. We use them as pleasure horses or fun horses or show horses. But there's still a few segments of society, like the police around the country, and law enforcement uses them as working horses, and carriage horses, some of them are used as working horses. But there's also still horses used in logging. And we got Tim Carroll on the line, and Tim is part of Cedar River Horse Logging and Wood Products. And, you know, we got him on the line because until Jennifer discovered this, I didn't realize there were still people using horses for logging. We used to have a farm, and we used to be able to, there's places in the woods when we dig it, when we drag out our little logs, little tiny logs, compared to what these guys are doing. We drag them out with our Percheron because we couldn't get the tractor in there. But I'm interested to hear, Tim, tell us about why horses are still used in logging as opposed to tractors and things.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is they're really economically viable. I mean, you know, when I've been horse logging for about 20 years, and this is a business, so obviously we keep track of things, and my expenses with my horses, you know, it adds up to about $4 a day, including depreciation. where can you get that kind of power for that kind of money? They're just incredible for what you get out of them as to what your inputs are into them. And then, there's a lot easier ways of doing things than trying to pull wood out with horses. But the ecological end of it is just phenomenal. We call ourselves the surgeons of the forest, and we really there's a huge difference between what we're capable of with horses as opposed to mechanical systems.
So you don't have to go in there and basically clear cut the place to be able to get the equipment in. You can go in and pick out trees in the middle of the forest that you want to get out by using horses rather than tractors and big equipment.
Right. Our entire system is designed for selective cuts, where we go in and take out certain trees to open up small areas and be very, very precise in how we do that. I don't have anything mechanical systems, and matter of fact, they have their place in the pulp industry. That's what you need is a mechanical system. You know, we don't make sense to go in and do pulp with horses on a regular basis just because pulp is all about volume. That's just not how we operate. I can pull out about one-fifth of what a mechanical system can in a day. So, the only person that gains from that is the landowner. The mill doesn't care, how the logs come out. But the landowner gains considerably from that.
Right.
The physics of it makes sense. You know, the hair on a horse doesn't take the fur off, or doesn't take the bark off a tree like steel does. So, just their ability to maneuver around and get through the woods creates a lot less damage.
And I'm looking at the picture. I was just going to say, I'm looking at the pictures here on your website and of the horses, and it looks like Percherons are the horse of choice for you.
Well, yeah, I tend to lean towards Bertrand's. That's true. Bertrand's were, originally Bertrand's were bred in France for the knights in armor. They wanted a heavy horse that could hold their armor and hold them up, and they wanted them agile so they could maneuver in war. And, if you translate that, that's exactly what I want in the woods. I want a very agile horse that can maneuver around the woods, but I want them strong and be able to pull. And that fits real well. But I have a team of Belgians. We have more Bertrands than Belgians, but I have a team of Belgians, and I really don't care. There's a few things I look at with horses, and I had 10 Bertrands in front of me, I might like 7 of them. And if I had 10 Belgians, I might like 3 or 4 of them. So, I'm not stuck on Bertrands, but it seems like that tends to be the ones that I gravitate towards more than anything else.
Now, do you do your own? Are these guys shod? I would imagine they are. Do you have to keep them shod?
Yeah, depending on what we're doing. I'm actually right now up by the Canadian border in Minnesota. I'm sitting in a tent here.
oh, really?
We run. Yeah, we run logging camps.
We've had a guest in a tent. That's the first.
I spent a lot of time in a tent. We travel all over the Midwest and actually around the country and do this. And we have logging crews, and then we teach this. In the wintertime in northern Minnesota, it's real rocky. We're working on some real rough ground right now. And so they not only have shoes, but they're cleated too. So it's very hard on them if you don't. In the spring, I like to pull their shoes off and let them go barefoot as much as possible. But if we're still out and working in rough terrain, steep slope, or like in this situation up in this rocky country, and then I keep the shoes on until we're done with that.
Wow. So I didn't realize that you traveled, too. I thought you were just in one area. And the other thing I'm looking at, too, where I'm on your website, CedarRiverHorseLogging.com, are you the one that also makes the furniture?
Well, we go from tree to product. We log, saw, kiln dry, and we build products. On this particular job here, we're logging and sawing material for a timber frame barn for a customer. Where it's a remote area, and so we're pulling the timber out and then sawing it out for a timber frame barn. But we go from tree to product, and we have 3 shops that work for us. We have one that's a cabinet shop, and one that's a furniture shop, and then one that's a flooring and casing. So we have the capability of taking the customer's wood and processing it into whatever, their house, basically. And we've done that. We have one house that we did that was completely done with our materials, right down to subflooring. So,
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking at the hutch that's on your website, and the 2-piece hutch, and Jennifer, we can order one of those tomorrow because it's beautiful. Some nice stuff here. That would hold your china very well. This is terrific. There's a lot of people, I think, in the horse world that cringe when they see horses still working for a living. And yet, we talked on Wednesday about with thehorse.com about a project that goes out and reaches out to the working horses from around the world and people who are not as educated on how to take care of horses. Obviously, that's not the case with you. And I think it's just neat to see horses that are actually still doing something for a living. And the big thing around the country, of course, is you're doing the real life. The horse pulls are a huge thing around the country, and you're just doing it in real life. You're actually doing, what they do in the horse pulls, quote unquote. Your horses are doing for a living.
Yeah, well, kind of. One of the things that misconceptions. Yeah, my horses are incredible, and they amaze me every day at what they can do. But one of the things that the horseball industry does is, you know, when they hook up, the horses slam the load, and I can't have that in the woods. See, I gotta have them. That's dangerous, and so they have to be calm and quiet, and but yet still be able to pull hard, and so, you know, my horses aren't really wired for the. I wouldn't do very well in the horse pulling contest just because my horses aren't geared that way, and I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's kind of like it's how you train your horse. You know, I have a very specific task I want him to do, and in my horses, I actually drive without lines. We're in deep snow up here. We've got about 3 feet of snow, we've lost a few feet in the last few days, but it's dangerous to try and walk in that deep snow and drive the horses. So I walk behind the horses and behind the log and follow them out. And just verbally talk them out, and so my horses have got to have their heads on and be able to mind and listen, so it's real important that they're trained to be able to pull hard, but yet still be tuned into the world and tuned into me as to what I ask of them. So.
Right, and you mentioned the contest and the log pulling. Those are kind of like a sprint, where your horses are more marathoners. You know, they go all day long and they work very hard, not just pulling it across the arena. So, but I have a question. You teach this stuff? You actually have a camp that you teach this stuff? Oh, my God, Glenn wants to go so bad. I'm just so sure.
I do.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. In the winter, we run several camps. Now, we've had three camps this winter, and last winter I literally was in a tent in the winter. This year, I'll be up in a tent for probably another month. But we run camps. The camps vary. We might have a crew anywhere. This is a small crew of six people, and we've had camps up to 20 people. When we run the camps, we have tents. The larger camps, we have a camp cook and a mess tent, and it looks like a mash unit. But we have students come to our camps, and they learn how to do directional felling, chainsaw safety, driving horses, skidding with horses, ground skidding, cart skidding, and sawmilling, if we have a sawmill running too. It's real interesting over the years. I've been doing this for 20 years, and what happens is we've got a student program where you pay to come in and learn, and once you get through that program, then we have an apprentice program where you can come and practice your skills, and then when you get competent to the point where you're productive and you don't need somebody over your shoulder all the time, then there's an opportunity for you to come into camp and actually get paid and work with the crew. So everybody's at different levels, but just about all of my crew at one point in time went through our course. So
So I have a very important question. If I was to come do camp, do I have to sleep in a tent, or is there like a hotel nearby?
No, you don't have to. Camp is camp. You know, this isn't a job. This is a way of life, your morning starts out, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning with getting breakfast and doing chores and taking care of the horses, and a lot of times it's 10 o'clock at night with the same thing, you know. So
okay. Let me just tell you that there is no way Glenn is coming. The guy was ready to show up with his Bermuda shorts, his sandals, with his socks up to his mid-calf, and then he was going to have, like, a little backpack, and he was going to have, you know, Hawaiian Punch and some stuff like that in there. And he was thinking that it was like a day camp. He goes, he gets to play with big horses and drag logs and then go home. It's not like that, Glenn. This is like, this is almost like an internship.
This is like real work.
It's like real work. Like Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs needs to go up there and film an episode kind of work. And you would not make it, my friend. You would not make it. This guy's way tougher than you are.
Well, if you got a team down in Florida, we probably could accommodate your shorts.
Perfect. I love it. All right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you being on here. It's CedarRiverHorseLogging.com. We'll put a link on our Facebook page if anybody wants to check it out and go take a look at the pictures. And thank you so much for being on with us today. This is fun.
Yeah, I've got a Facebook page, too. If they just look up Tim Carroll, I post a lot of pictures and stuff from where we're at right now. So.
Okay, cool. Right. Well, that sounds like fun, too. All right, Tim, enjoy your time in the tent.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, cross me out. Sounded good till the whole sleeping in the tent in the middle of, like, freaking 3 feet of snow and up there by Canada.
No, that guy is tougher than anybody that we know. I mean, just point that out.
Don't suppose they have hot, warm showers either.
How cool is that? That the guy is in 3 feet of snow. He's probably got this like big long beard because he hasn't shaved in forever, and he was like, you know, he's dirty. He's been camping for 4 months. Yeah, he's updating his Facebook page, talking to a radio station on his cell phone. Like, I love technology. I think that is so cool. Like, oh, yeah, I'm a big tough logger guy. Hold on, I got a tweet. Do you have a Twitter? Do I? He's unlocking things on Foursquare right now. I mean, he's doing his farm bill at the logging camp.
He's the mayor.
He's the mayor of Farmville and it's a logging camp. Bring him on around, Johnny. I got to plant some crops. Oh, God. Can we end the show now?
We got more coming, actually. We have a Chronicle coming up. We have a cool song. Why don't you do Pocket Stable, and then we'll...
All right. So yesterday, I get this phone call from my boarder, and it says, ah, I forgot to pay the farrier. Do I owe her? When was the last time the farrier came out? I don't even remember. And I bloop, picked up my cell phone, went to Pocket Stable, February 22nd. That was the day. She's like, oh, great. I haven't written a check to the farrier since then. Boom. She sends the check out. No problem. That is Pocket Stable. It keeps all your horsey information in your iPhone. Of course, you have to have an iPhone. They're working on the other stuff, but you can check it out at pocketstable.com. I mean, they will track your weight, your farrier, your dentist visits, vaccines, dewormings. All that is accessible just in your iPhone. So find your Pocket Stable app in the App Store on your iPhone or go to pocketstable.com.
All right, and our song today is actually from, you remember Templeton started the Third Thursday sessions where she actually does videos of her recording songs live in her studio with Sam in the background playing the guitar. Well, she put out her second set of Third Thursdays. She couldn't have made it any harder to say, though. Her second set of Third Thursday sessions came out last night. And I went on there and pulled a song out that we have not heard yet here on Horses in the Morning. And the song is called Like a Cat. And you can find all of those videos that she put out yesterday over at TempletonThompson.com. And we wish that you'd go over there and buy her music and support her. We absolutely love Templeton. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes with the Chronicle Report.
2, 3, 4. Time. And if you want to be Templeton Thompson, Like a Cat, from her Third Thursday sessions. And you can check it out at templetonthompson.com. Buy all her music. She's so fantastic. I mean, come on, you can be rocking that out in your car, in your barn, whatever. She's so fantastic. And of course, you're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. I'm Jamie Jennings, along with Glenn the Geek. And we've got the Chronicle Report. And you know, this poor girl, I swear, every week Lisa has to tolerate us. It's Friday afternoon. You know, we were just talking about logging and the, you know, the gruff lumberjack up there playing Farmville on his Facebook page. And now poor Lisa's going to come in behind that and actually talk about something relatively serious. And it's an interesting rule that is kind of gray. So, Lisa, first of all, happy Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You are on our 100th episode. Yeah,
I know. That's so exciting.
100. I'm still employed. People ask me all the time, they're like, how's your show going? I'm like, well, I still got a job, so it's good.
And I saw you guys just hit 2,000 Facebook fans, which is also awesome.
Yeah,
yes,
that was kind of convenient that that happened at the same time.
Yep,
and, you know,
very exciting.
You know, first of all, before Lisa goes on, Jamie, we got to talk about this. Because, you know, the last couple of weeks, she sloughed off. She sends the interns in the last couple of weeks. And now for the big 100 episode, she comes back. Now, I assume then that means for the next couple of weeks, you're going to be sending interns back, and you'll be gone again.
You know, I'm actually here for just a little while now. So I'll be around for the next couple of weeks for the 105th episode or 110th episode or whatever.
She's a big deal, Glenn. Lisa is a world traveler. She works for the Chronicle of the Horse, by God. She's got to go to Wellington. She's got to go to Lexington. She flies out to California.
Yep.
She's a big-time roving reporter for Chronicle of the Horse, Glenn. You need to understand and recognize that. You know, I mean, sometimes she just might have to send her interns into Horses in the Morning because she thinks she's kind of a big deal.
No. Well, that's definitely true.
Why did she come back is my question. Why did she come back at all? We had Sarah on Monday.
I know, it's nice to be home. It's nice to be back with you guys. So I'm just happy. It's a beautiful Friday.
We had your boss on Monday. We had Sarah on Monday. She was here to get her congratulations for your ESMA award.
Oh, super. I didn't know she did that.
Yeah, she did on Monday, and she said nice things about us. So you guys are welcome to come back every Friday, no problem.
All right, we definitely will.
All right, I know you didn't call to just listen to our harassment.
Yeah, this is actually an interesting topic. I didn't even know kind of what the rules were until I read the article from Chronicle. I'm still not sure I know what the rules are. So why don't you tell us what we're going to talk about today? Give us a little overview and we'll break it down.
Okay, sounds good. It is pretty interesting. We didn't know about this either, to be perfectly honest. And Horse and Hound started reporting on it. And so we were like, oh, very interesting, because I don't know if you guys remember, but at the WEG last year, Adelinda Cornielsen of the Netherlands, she has one of the top dressage horses in the world, Parsifal. And she went in for her first test, which is the Grand Prix. And she went down the center line, did a extended trot, and started doing a half pass, and the judge at sea rang the bell. And so we were all like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Because that usually only happens if she's gone off course. We know she didn't do that. Or if her horse is lame, he didn't look lame. Turns out he had a little bit of blood in his mouth. And so that was it. She was eliminated from the entire competition. And they took him back out. They looked at his mouth, and he had just barely bit his tongue. They sent us a photo of his tongue, and there was just a tiny nick. But if you know, tongues bleed a lot if they get even small nicks, because there's a lot of capillaries in them, I guess. I don't really know that much about it. So that was it. And so when, we had a press conference and they said there's a rule, there's an FEI rule that says anytime blood is present anywhere on the horse, it's an automatic elimination. So someone sort of started looking into it, and it turns out that that's really not how the rule is worded. For dressage.
Really?
Yeah. Which is
so
pretty
interesting.
So what
does it say?
It says that you can eliminate a horse, immediately if the performance is against the welfare of the horse, if there's evidence of abuse. So it's kind of interesting because they sort of, they said right away, we didn't think this horse was being abused. It was just basically a terrible circumstance that occurred, a really unlucky thing that happened. But they said that basically they had no option but to eliminate her. And going through the rule, it looks like maybe that's not the case. It's just a sort of gray area. It reminds me a little bit of the Sapphire debacle, where the rule just wasn't particularly clear. And so, you can't go back in time. If she were to appeal it now, she couldn't go back to the WEG and have a chance at winning a medal, which she likely would have done. So it's sort of hard to know what to do now. But I guess the conclusion is that they are trying to fix the rule at the very least.
Okay. And, I mean, how many times has, and maybe this hasn't happened to anybody but me, because I am I give my horses a lot of peppermints.
Yep.
And my horse, when he comes up to the mounting block, the only way I could ever teach him to stand still while I'm mounting is if I have candy. And
yep.
Then he hears the wrapper, and I climb up, and I sit on him, and then he turns his head around, and he takes the candy, and then he will walk forward. He will actually now not walk forward until he gets candy, which is fine, because he's standing still, and he's being mounted, and he's my horse,
right.
And I don't care what you guys think. So one day, I ended up with all these red cinnamon kind of things that were given to me. And so I started using those. And oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God, my horse is bleeding.
Oh, no.
He's bleeding out of his mouth. I'm like, what did I do? I'm so sorry. And I get off and I'm like, that kind of smells like cinnamon.
This whole time.
I thought horse was bleeding from his mouth, but it's cinnamon. And in a competition, I would have been eliminated immediately for giving my horse a cinnamon candy. So, I mean, I'm wondering if that ever happens too.
It's kind of interesting because this is something that comes up maybe more than you hear about. This was the most high-profile thing that happened. But there was a horse in the eventing dressage who also was rung out for the same thing at the WEG. And then we were in Gladstone last year, and a horse was rung out for having blood, like a sort of small drop of blood on a spur mark.
Oh,
and so it's kind
yeah,
of interesting. I mean, obviously you don't want a horse bleeding for any reason, and you can't determine while they're in the ring if they've bit their tongue or if, the bit is cutting their mouth or what could possibly be happening. But the rule they're trying to propose right now, just to basically change the wording, make it a lot more clear, is that if you see blood, you ring the bell, the horse comes out and is examined by a steward. And if it's a very tiny nick on the tongue, they can go back in the ring and they could pick up where they left off and they could finish their test.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know,
that makes
if it's something
sense.
More severe, then they would be eliminated, obviously.
I think a little blood on the spur, I could see elimination. But, yeah,
yeah,
a horse bites his tongue a little bit. I mean, unless he's severely hurt, I mean, or hurt
right.
at all, you're right. The face, facial lacerations and inside the mouth, like horses that get their teeth bloated, they nick the gums. I mean, they bleed
yep.
like you would not believe. And
yeah,
it could
like
be
crazy.
Just the smallest little thing. Yeah. So,
yep.
well, I think that that's pretty good that, you know, just kind of narrowing down the rule and figuring it out. But
yep.
I definitely, I weigh in with the horse on this one as far as the picture on the Chronicle of the Horse, where this is, I guess, the girl that got eliminated. That's
yep.
a pretty good amount of blood coming out of
yeah.
the horse's mouth.
Yeah,
on the
it does
webpage,
look
so.
Very alarming. You know, when we went back and looked at our photos, because at first we didn't know what was going on. They walked out of the ring and we were sort of like, what is happening? They didn't tell us right away, but we went and pulled up the photos. And, you know, you're like, wow, that is a lot of blood on the horse's
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah.
And it was, I remember the press conference after, and this was a whole big stink about, you know, for half a day there
yep.
about, you know, what happened and what went on and the whole thing. And, you know, when you did see it, you know, in person, when you actually saw the pictures of the tongue, it was just
yep.
a little cut. But
right.
tongues bleed like crazy. All of us have
yep.
cut our tongue before, and, you know, it doesn't ever seem to stop.
Right.
And that's what
yeah.
happened there. So I'm glad to see they're taking a look at this. They need to take a look at it. And
yeah.
and of course, you know, if a horse is hurt, is, you know, more than a tiny little cut, we don't want them continuing. And
right.
I think
right.
nobody is arguing that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So
just kind of taking the gray area out of the rule. I think that's
yeah,
good.
Which I think is always a good idea because in eventing, the FEI rule is very clear. It says if there's any bleeding on the mouth, nose, or limbs, the horse can be pulled up. If it's found that it's just a small, you know, like they fit their tongue, then they can continue. But if it's anything more than that, then they are eliminated. And I think that's
eventing
smart.
The best.
I know,
and
right?
They are so smart. And
yeah.
yeah. Well, listen, awesome. I'm so glad that you called and you told us all about this. Jennifer, did you have something?
Well, I'm really curious whether or not this really happens often. It's just so coincidental that we have two very high profile ones that happen very close together.
Yeah.
When that kind of stuff happens, because I'm the suspicious sort, what's going on that we don't see that is causing horses to bite their tongues more often?
Right.
You know. I've never been in that spot where I get the chance at a medal, which could possibly be a once-in-a-lifetime chance, yanked out from under you because your horse bit his tongue chewing. You know,
yeah,
his tongue.
I can't imagine.
And
that must, you know, Adelinda
horrific,
was really
the,
super about it.
On the other hand, are we opening up a Pandora's box of, because let's face it, the showing business is very political when you get wave of those, well, at any level, you get more than two
right.
people together, you have politics. Horse gets wrung out in whatever sport because of one of these gray areas, and quote, the steward has to make the decision. The steward's not a veterinarian. Are
right.
we opening ourselves up to all kinds of other problems by taking that current rule, which is pretty black and white? There's blood on the animal. The judge sees it. The horse is gone. And then creating
well,
nothing but
that's
a snarl
the problem,
of grayness going the other way.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say anything about blood in the rule, which is what they're talking about. It just says if there is an instance of abuse, which is the gray area, because in the dressage rule, there's nothing that explicitly mentions blood.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and you can find that article over at the cronofthehorse.com. And it's right there on the homepage right now. And I noticed that you also have a bunch of people out and about again this weekend. Is anybody going
yep.
down to cover the big driving competition at Chester's Place next weekend?
No, we don't have anyone going to cover driving, unfortunately.
Glenn, I'll do it.
I'll go.
All right, that sounds good.
You can send me. I can go. And I could cover it for you. I could write a nice, big, long, squishy article about how cool driving is. And
yep.
and I did get an offer from Mike that if I went down, if I brought my helmet and my vest, I could go on one of the carriages.
Whoa, that sounds very cool.
It does sound cool, doesn't it?
I've never done that, but that sounds really interesting.
Lisa, you need that assignment. Tell them you want to go next week.
All right, I'll try to work on that.
Okay, good. Tell them that we said you're allowed to go, and you can call in a report.
All right, sounds good.
And by the way, I was picking on earlier, but your intern did a terrific job.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. She's very bright. We like her very much. So.
Yeah, she is. She's from Lexington. What is nothing wrong with that?
No. Lexington is awesome.
All right, Lisa. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being on this week.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you next week.
At thecronofhorse.com. At the Friday Chronicle Report. I was just over on the Kentucky Performance Products page, and there are a lot of people posting, I love horses in the morning. So if you want to win that bucket of Caraform, just get over there and Jamie, you just posted. You can't win either, I think.
I did. I just went on and said, I love horses in the morning. But I really do.
Jennifer posted too. Hey, this half hour is sponsored by Equus Now. At Equus Now, you can enjoy fantastic customer service from knowledgeable horse folks that ride, care for, and enjoy horses just like you do. Whether you shop the fantastic EquusNow.com website with its lightning-fast shipping or eye-popping 18,000-square-foot store in Lewis Center, Ohio, that's just north of Columbus, you're going to just love it. And just for the Horses in the Morning listeners, go to EquusNow.com, and you'll receive 10% off your next order and a free Equus Now tote bag by entering the discount code HORSERADIO, all one word, HORSERADIO, and all in caps. That's HORSERADIO, all one word, all in caps, and it's a limited time offer, so hop on over to Equus Now and place your first order with them. Well, what are you up to this weekend, Janie? Anything fun?
You know, we actually have a pretty exciting deal this weekend. It happens every 2 years here in Phoenix, and it's called Luke Days. And what Luke Days is the Air Force Base has a giant, huge, like, 3-day air show. It comes every 2 years. And 2 years ago, on the Sunday of the air show, I was at a dressage show about a mile away from the airfield. So they moved the dressage show to last weekend because that, a couple years ago, it was a nightmare. Can you imagine an air show with F-16s and all that going on directly over a dressage show? So the dressage show got a little smarter, moved the show to last weekend. And so this weekend is the air show. And, of course, you know, my husband being in the Air Force, we have to go and do a lot of volunteering at it and everything. But I'm really excited. It's a whole lot of fun, and it's a chance for Chad to show off kind of what he does.
Does he flies in it?
No, these guys, the guys that do the air show, there's only six F-16 pilots that get selected, and this is what they do. They travel from air show to air show. It's like a goodwill kind of deal.
So
it's a team of six that's what they do, and they are like hero pilots, and I mean, it's like they're the Thunderbirds, you know. So we get to go to a little Thunderbird meet and greet tomorrow. It's going to be really fun. Yeah, so very cool,
and
I'm excited.
Jealous. We love air shows. Jennifer and I love air shows, and I'm very jealous just because it's such a fun day out. You know, there's just nothing like it.
It really is. It's a blast, and Chad gets to wear his little pilot suit, you know, his little flight suit, and which I think is like the cutest thing. So he walks around in his little flight suit and has to stand outside a plane, and people get to come into the jets and like sit in the cockpit, and he shows you what everything is, and it's a big educational weekend, but also just like the coolest stuff. Like the Red Bull helicopter is here, and it does all its tricks, and there's World War II jets flying around, and I never was into airplanes at all, and this would have sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher, mwah, 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 before to me, but now that I know a little bit about it, I think it's really cool. It's awesome.
You better. You married it. You
I know,
better.
Right? And he deals with me and the horses in the backyard every single day, so it'll be fun. You guys have anything exciting planned?
I don't know. I don't know really what we have planned. I haven't thought that far ahead. It's been a busy couple of weeks here, and I'm thinking a day off might be good. that's what I'm kind of thinking. It's just trying to get everything done today so that we can actually have a plan for next week. And I wanted, speaking of next week, I wanted to bring up a little bit about what's going on next week. We have a lot planned for next week that's going to be fun. As I mentioned earlier, we have Chester Weber coming on. We're going to talk about Missouri Foxtrotters. We're going to talk about college equine scholar programs. We're going to have Mandy Widrick on for her first web picks joining us. Shauna Koresh is coming back, and Lisa Wysocki is coming on to talk about the top 10 horseman safety tips. So, you know, we have a whole bunch of neat stuff coming on again next week. And no rest for us. We just have to keep going, I guess. You know, we did 100, and we're both still employed, so I guess that's good. In your contract, what was the grace period again? Was it 90 days? Did we miss that to fire you? We should have done that 10 days ago?
I hate to tell you this, but you guys actually never sent me a contract. I never even signed one. So if you want to get that over to my people today, that would be nice. Chad still goes, did you ever sign a contract? I'm like, no, not really. Yeah,
so
you're
never
freaking out right
contract?
Now, aren't you? You never sent me. I'm serious. Totally serious.
Oh,
thanks.
Wow.
I could quit anytime. I'm not locked in. I'm not locked into this job. You know, they could, the other horse radio network could call. Wait, oh, wait.
Yeah.
There
isn't another
one.
Don't hold your breath for that, okay?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Are we still paying you? I just wanted to check that. Are we still paying you? You're still getting checks and everything?
It's been a while, so maybe you guys could check that out, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Friday, and we don't care anymore, and it's going to be a very fun weekend.
Let's finish this show.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this.
All right.
Let's end it.
Let's mention again, hop on over to Kentucky Performance Products, their Facebook page, post on there, I Love Horses in the Morning. Thank you, April, Dawn, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And you have a chance of winning a bucket of Caraform. We appreciate them doing that this week. That's fun. I didn't know about that, so that's a surprise. And, of course, you can find all of our shows are coming out today. We had a fun show over in Stable Scoop as well. So listen to that at horseradionetwork.com. Don't forget, the Eventing Radio Show Monday night. We'll remind you again on Monday morning. You can talk to Boyd Martin live on the Eventing Radio Show. And follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio.
You can talk to the Best in Breeches Award winner, and you can talk to him about that. I'm sure he's very proud. If you missed any of our live shows, you can listen to the recorded version on our website, affiliate websites, iTunes. Thank you so much to Lindsay Rakers, a friend that I have not talked to since 2004, posted a picture on her Facebook page. It's the whole harmonica nightmare. But she called in this morning, surprised me. So if you missed that, you got to go back and listen because, well, you know, it's just funny. You don't have to miss any episodes. We'll be back Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. my time. Say goodbye, Glenn.
All right. We're looking forward to hearing the opener. You have to tune in immediately when the show starts to hear the harmonica playing of Jamie.